Lusher. We've come to the end of the year, and so we can bring you this December 2020 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. It is brought to you with the kind permission of Archant Publishers. Our readers have been busy recording from home again, and we have Ree Chakraborty, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldry all ready with lots of interesting articles. As well as our regular features and contributors, we hear from local farmers and growers, a globe-trotting national treasure, about when Netflix came to Norwich, the greatest secret Santa gift ever, a Norfolk heroine and a Norfolk institution, when crackers were made in Norwich, and where to get your Christmas tree and some local gifts. So first, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine, with his final message of this year.
I was rather pleased to learn that the marvellous Michael Palin, generally and rightly held in the highest esteem for his all-round niceness, began his travels with childhood holidays in the little town of Sheringham. It's a personal thing. Our family moved to this slightly underappreciated spot on the coast nigh on 40 years ago, and the senior members of the family are still there. We had a family business in Church Street, a delicatessen, a long time before every town had one, and in summertime my house became a B&B. I even had a summer job in the joke shop down by the seafront, selling ice cream, seaside rock and saucily shaped pens to the visiting holidaymakers. There were thousands of them, many, like Michael and his family, from the Midlands, Leicester in particular. I seem to recall that the busiest spell was known as Leicester Week or Leicester Fortnight. And how lovely it must have been for those whose days were spent toiling away in heavy industry to come and breathe the fresh, clean sea air and feel the sand and pebbles underfoot. Sheringham has always been a little under the shadow of its glitzier neighbour Cromer down the coast, with its fancy pier and big hotels, but that's okay. I've always preferred the quieter, more villagey feel Sheringham has, though this year has been bursting at the seams with folk embracing the post-lockdown staycation ideal. And it's nice to think that maybe the young Palin, loving the change of scene, started to wonder what else there was to see in the big wide world. This Christmas is going to take a slightly different shape for many this year, as I'm sure you're already tired of people saying. But it is only one Christmas, and families and friends have survived not being together on many previous festive occasions when the world has been at odds with itself. Next year, well, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, but there must surely be grounds for reasonable optimism. We will all do what we can to make this year work, of course, and most of us will be very glad to turn our backs on 2020 when we get to the end of December. However you spend the holidays, we at Norfolk Magazine wish you all a very happy and healthy Christmas.